all the stages of the Seder, but I thought I would skip over Barich and Halal this year and discuss Nirtza. I take a little bit of a license. Nirtza is often overlooked. It's just a couple of songs and, concluding with Chad Gadya and, the basic components of the Seder, according to the primary Minhagim, are all, over. The Dalet Kosos are completed before Nirtza, and so what's there to talk about? But the truth of the matter is that Nirtza was actually, in some ways, the most revealing aspect of the Seder in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. So, of course, it begins with the last stanza of the famous poem, which is analyzed and mined, every single word and line and stanza, for halachic guidance by Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elam. It's quoted very heavily by the Baalei HaTosos. It's one of the Chachmei Tzarfat from the 11th century. And of course, it begins with the words, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kilchaso Kechol Chukaso Mishpato. So the Seder of the Pesach, has now been completed, and we did it in accordance with all of its chukim and mishpatim. Here the echo of the Pasuk is when Bnei Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach, the Torah says that we did it in accordance with all of its chukim and mishpatim. So just in case that wasn't clear already, so after a petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zach, Shochein, Ma'ona, etc., Kasher Zachinu L'Sadero, so just as we were able to merit making the Seder of the Pesach, Kein Nizke L'Asoso. So, of course, we should merit performing the Karban Pesach itself, right? So we've spoken many times since we started our analysis of the Seder with the basic idea, remember we made this point already all the way back in Ur Chatz, that the reason that we're concerned about the halacha of Kol Shetivulo B'mashke, which really only applies when there's Truma and Kadshim, that we have to be worried about Yadayim being Shnei and Matumah, is because the entire theme of the Seder is expectantly awaiting that, we'll be able to have the Karban Pesach once more. In light of that, in light of that yearning for the Karban Pesach, that was the way the Nitziv explained the minhag of wearing a kittel. And some people wear a kittel at the Seder because, again, the idea is to highlight the centrality of the Karban Pesach. And, the Karban Pesach, Kachim in general, should be eaten with a sense of kavod and yira. We mentioned last night in the context of Tzafun, Reb Chaim explained why is it that we have to put away, in halachic terminology, the Afikomen is because if the Rush is correct, and it's a Zecher to Karban Pesach, so otherwise there would be a Psul of Hesech Hadas. So if you follow the basic theme of all of the beautiful poems and songs that we sing during Nirtza, and I'll get back to singing in a second, the basic theme is, Yivne Beso Bekarov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build the Beis HaMikdash. Now you could probably figure out now why it is that of all the sections of, even more so than maybe even Halal itself, of all the sections of the Seder, that Nirtza should be filled with singing. Because if it's about the aspiration for the return of the Avodas HaKorbanos, so what went on? We have some Leviim with us here, in the Zoom chat. So what, of course, went on in the Beis HaMikdash? What was the Avodas HaLeviim, what the Gemara refers to as Avodas Avoda, Ezohi Avoda, Shehila Avoda Cheres, Haviomer Zoshira? That singing is an intrinsic part of the Avoda. And that's why Nirtza, the Minag, is to sing the whole thing. It's in a way, it's an homage to the Avodas HaLeviim in the Beis HaMikdash. But perhaps the great, and then of course, Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim, what could be a more logical conclusion than that, right? That we want to be back in Yerushalayim, which is just a code word for saying that we want to be offering the Beis HaMikdash. But there could be no greater proof, of course, than the name Nirtza itself. Where is that word taken from? So if you look in the Chumash, where does that word come up? So in Sefer Vayikra, it comes up constantly, always as part of one phrase, V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. That it has been accepted, the korban, that is, as a kapara, as an expiation, as an atonement for the individual who brought the korban. So Nirtza is really, as we would like to call it, the makeh bepatish. It's the last nail, hammered in, which establishes that the basic theme of the Pesach Seder is our aspiration for the return of the korban Pesach in its own right. So, of course, you know, kasher zachinu l'saderoso, kain niska, niska lasoso, that we should merit to be amongst those who bring the Karban Pesach. It's a fundamental part of our, the dawn of our national experience, and it continues to be at the very heart of our national experience and our national aspiration. And so Nirtza is really tacked on. The Seder, so to speak, is over. Chasal Sidr Pesach Kilchaso Kechol Chukaso Mishpato. But the Seder can't really end before we have one final burst, one final expression of our aspiration. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they'll be able, Kein Nizkel Asoso, to bring the Karban Pesach. And just like in Sefer Bamidbar, the individuals who were left out of the Karban Pesach, they complained, Lama Nigara, the Vilti HaKrivis, Korban Hashem B'Moado. That's exactly the thought process. That's the mentality of Nirtza, so to speak, is that we feel left out. Lama Nigara. Why should we be left out of the Karban Pesach? So Kein Nizkel Asoso, that's really the great theme, and that's the singing like the Shiras HaLevim over the Karban, V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, that one day we should be zocha, you know, b'mheira v'yameinu, b'karov, as we say during Nirtza, to bring the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, l'shana haba, b'Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll daven Marav. Yossi's going to lead us in Marav. And then just have some quick scheduling announcements.